In just 24 hours, Donald Trump has generated more Facebook buzz than any other Republican. He's gotten into a spat with a New York tabloid.
And singer Neil Young fired back at Trump, saying he wasn't authorized to use Rockin' in the Free World during his announcement.
Trump's made it clear he has no intention of abiding by Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. He will speak ill of other Republicans.
I think Bush is an unhappy person. I don't think he has any energy, and I don't see how he can win.
Though Republican candidates don't want him taking their spot on the debate stage, none of them are eager to confront him. NBC's latest poll shows three-quarters of Republicans say they won't support him. But he is channeling the anger of a loud minority in the Republican Party.
I like the fact that he has a plan.
In 2012, the Obama campaign believed Trump turned off swing voters.
When we had a photo of Mitt Romney coming down an airport staircase with the Trump plane in the background, and it was the perfect backdrop.
Going into 2016, Dems are licking their chops at that backdrop again.